Well, welcome everyone to the PodFest Meet the Speakers series, the first look at the speakers and topics for PodFest 2024. I am Glenn the Geek of the Horse Radio Network, host of over 5,000 episodes and host of one of the longest running daily podcasts in the world. Horses in the Morning is at 13 years and almost 3,300 episodes. These Meet the Speaker sessions will be done as a Facebook Live on Thursdays around noon Eastern in the PodFest Facebook room, and will also be found on your podcast players. Search PodFest Podcast on that player. Our guest speaker today has been part of the PodFest family for a while now. Mark Simon is founder of a podcast production company by his own name, and he specializes in helping thought leaders launch and automate podcasts, and he also hosts the globally ranked podcast After Hours Entrepreneur. Hey, Mark.
Glenn, PodFest, what's up, what's up, what's up?
I know, it's so exciting. So I'm so excited to do this series every year because then I get to talk to everybody even before I go. Because one of my favorite things about going to podcasts is meeting everybody. Now I get to do it ahead of time. So what are you talking about at PodFest? What's your session on?
We are talking about generative AI. We're going to be talking about how to save thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of hours in your production and in your time and all the different cool tools that are coming out. I'm using a lot of them, love them. And that's what we're talking about.
All right. That's what we're going to talk about today, too, because I'm very interested in this. We've started using AI more than we had in the past, and I'm part of a bigger organization now, and it's a media organization made up of video and magazines and audio on my end. And they're encouraging AI, which is I didn't expect for a large media organization with hundreds of employees. So tell us, where do you find AI fitting into the average independent podcaster's life?
At every step of the way, AI is extremely powerful when it comes to generating predicting text. That's essentially what AI is. It's a predictive text mechanism. And the software has become so powerful that every word that we speak verbally is very easily translated into written word, which can then be converted into predictive text mechanisms for writing, for editing, and for a bunch of different tools.
So in every part, let's just talk about pre-production. How do you use it in pre-production for getting ready to do the show?
Yeah, so I'll give you a really kind of cool hack that you can use with ChatGPT, right? So with ChatGPT, there's some plugins. ChatGPT free, by the way, but there's a plugin with ChatGPT-4 that allows you to just basically scrape the web. And I've spoken to some app developers who are developing apps that will. This is a really cool app I heard about the other day. When you're going to be meeting with someone, someone books on your calendar, it will take their email address. It will scrape the web for information about that person, where they live, where they went to school, what company they work for, what business they're in. It's extremely detailed because we live in this digital world where your email is attached to a lot of different places. You sign up for LinkedIn with your email, Facebook with your email. And so your email has a lot of data about you, whether you like it or not. Your email is an incredibly powerful tool for collecting data and prepare, you know, in this particular example, you can use that email to almost instantly prepare for a recording session before you've even hopped on the phone.
Huh. Interesting. I never used it that way before.
Yeah. I'll give you another hack here too. So you probably are using Calendly or another way of booking guests on your podcast. Hey, find a time, go ahead and select a time. Well, as soon as they fill that form out, A, you want to make sure you get them added to an email list, tagged properly so that you can retarget them. You can nurture that relationship, maybe make a sale out of it. Wouldn't that be nice if you actually made some money through your podcast? Well, having the systems on the front end help. But then what you can do is you can use Zapier and ChatGPT to create a powerful generative engine. Let me explain. They fill out the various questions on your form: bio, company, what they're interested in, what they like to talk about. Well, what you can do is automatically send that form that was filled out to ChatGPT using Zapier, and then ChatGPT can automatically create prompts. It can automatically create questions. It can even write down a summary of the episode before it's even been completed. So that's a way that you could start to integrate Zapier and ChatGPT and forms all together to create creative written word instantly.
Huh. It is interesting because you get used to, especially when you've been doing this as long as I have, you kind of get used to your systems and your ways of doing things, right? And you just develop habits. And actually using AI has forced me to get out of my normal habits and my normal routines. Yes, it is saving money. It's always like when you're learning something new for the first time, it always takes longer, right? Until you get it down and then you're saving time. It's just getting through that hurdle of doing it the first several times.
Well, exactly. And, to your point, running a business, running a podcast, it's all about systems, from A to Z. Incorporating AI into those systems is just, I think it's a no-brainer at this point because it's so easy. I was actually forced into this a few years ago because the person who was writing the show notes for my shows, well, he quit. He had to go to, he went going to a university, traveling overseas. He wanted to focus on his studies. And so I said, oh crap, now I have to write all the show notes. And so I started using AI. I think at the time I was using Capshow from some of the girls, Deidre and Bonaray. I started using Capshow. I was like, this is freaking incredible. All I need to do is upload my audio and it's going to write all the show notes for me. And I was hooked. So I started exploring different ways at that point. And so show notes is a really, I think, natural first step to incorporating AI into your workflow.
I agree. I think that's where you start, right? We're actually using AI now in a little bit different way. We have a project going now because the company I work for has so many magazines, and we're just getting to the point now where we're taking those articles and putting them in audio, and we're using AI. And for that, it's too expensive for us to use humans to do all the recording and all of that. So, but with AI, we can afford to do it. And voice to text, or text to voice rather, has gotten so much better now. It sounds a lot less like a robot than it used to. So we're now getting all those the tens of thousands of articles that we have on all the 14 magazines, and getting players put on those articles. And also we're creating podcasts for each one of the magazines that will just have audio for the articles, and it's all AI.
Yeah, the most popular program for turning your text into voice is 11labs, 11labs.io. Incredibly, incredibly powerful, but incredibly scary at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's really good, especially if you spend a little bit of time kind of nurturing it and working with the punctuation so that it has the right cadence. But I think we're very quickly moving into a phase of humanity where what you hear is just not real. It's not real. I think about specifically, Trump, the world revolves around Trump at this point in time, but Trump is under indictment and they have some audio recordings of Trump saying some stuff about documents or whatever. I would be shocked if Trump and his attorneys don't go in there and say, no, Trump never said that. That's AI audio.
It's AI. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to hear that a lot, whether it's true or not. Right.
100%. Yeah. Everyone's be like, I never said that. That's AI that generated that. And you're not gonna be able to prove anyone wrong. So we're moving very quickly into a phase of humanity where you can't, any audio recording is not going to be admissible in court because you can't prove
it. And that's scary too, because that's a tool that's used all the time.
All the time.
I mean, there wouldn't be any mafia in jail without audio recordings, right?
Right. to that effect, you can easily make up fake audio. I mean, so you'll be able to sue people using fake audio, get them wrapped up in a big court case. And what are they going to do? You got to say, I didn't say that. We'll prove it. And then you got to go back and forth. You got to hire attorneys. That's one of the things that makes me the most nervous. I know I'm getting a little bit off topic about AI, but it really is blurring the lines between what is real and what is not real.
So where else do you use it?
So in video editing as well, me and my team have explored a bunch of different programs, but I'll give you a couple examples. CapCut is a pretty cool program. And with CapCut, Momentum, another program, but I'll stick with CapCut for a second. Let's say you post your podcast on YouTube. Pretty popular place. People use YouTube. You may have heard of it. Pretty big. Second largest search engine in the world, right? Which, by the way, if your podcast is not on YouTube, let's get you on YouTube. You got to be on YouTube.
Google's forcing that now anyway, right?
So, it kind of is, but I digress. So your podcast is on YouTube, and then all you need to do with CapCut is you copy and paste a link to a video. You copy it from YouTube, you paste it into CapCut. CapCut will almost instantly create 10 to 20 YouTube shorts, reels, vertical style videos that are shorter than 60 seconds. And then you kind of need to play with them a little bit, because in order to stand out in a world where everybody is doing this, you need to put a little bit of TLC on there. And that's where I think the human element comes in. But you can instantly make video clips. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm a halfway decent video editor, but it takes a lot of time.
It's so time consuming.
Yeah, I spend the time with my kids. But if AI can pick out a bunch of clips, I pick out the best ones. It's a way to create clips very, very rapidly.
I always admired the YouTube guys, because their editing is a nightmare compared to what we do.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think that's where you want to mix. So what I try to do at my agency is we mix the AI with the humans, because we still need human beings. I know. It's tough. It's tough to put that together. But
well, no AI sounds as good as us, Mark. Let's be honest.
Yeah, not yet. But it does look. It looks better than us, though.
I agree with that.
These AI influencers that are gorgeous, perfect, 10 out of 10 models, and they're not even real. But there's this thirst trap that's involved, where the young men get hooked on their AI influencer of choice. Let's say Daria.ai, for example, who has, I think, 100,000 followers on Instagram. Well, not only can you look at Daria and get the visual appeal, you can actually sext. You can actually text with Daria. And then all of a sudden you're in a texting relationship with an AI bot. So, it's going to get really wild.
Oh, that's weird.
It's weird for us.
I don't have time for that.
I would tell you, the younger, bold prediction, within 10 years, 50% of young people are going to be in relationships with chatbots. You know what? 5 years. In 5 years, 50% of young males are going to be in sexual relationships with chatbots. Not a doubt in my mind.
Wow. Yeah, that is off topic. Well, so you're going to be, are you on a panel, or, are you speaking? Do you have a session? What's the story at Podcast?
I'll be leading a session. I don't know the exact time, but I'll be leading a session, not only talking about specifically what I'm doing, but some of the other topics that I'm going to be looking at. Because I talk a lot about AI on my YouTube channel and on my podcast, I have a unique opportunity to speak to a lot of AI app developers. So there's some really cool technology that's in the works. So I'm going to talk both tactically, but also look on a more strategic note about different AI softwares that we should be paying attention to and maybe start to experiment with.
All right, great. Well, we're looking forward to it. Of course, PodFest. Go to podfest.us to book your tickets. Get your tickets now. I do know that the hotel is selling out. So if you're going to stay at the host hotel, which is very affordable this year, you want to get those reservations in. I think it was like $140 a night or something, which is really good for a host hotel at a conference. And of course, it's Orlando in the winter. A lot of people bring their families. They go over to Disney while you hang out at the hotel with us. The parties are good too, so you're definitely going to want to attend for those, and you'll learn something along the way. So whether you're an independent podcaster just starting out, or you've been doing this a long time like we have, either way, PodFest has something for you. I always learn something. I go to every one of these conferences, and I don't know how many I've been to now, but I go to every one of these conferences, and I have one goal. You talk about goals and visions. I want to learn one thing that I can implement the next week. So I usually end up with a whole list of things, right? But I pick out that one thing on that list of things that I can start immediately. Because there's always one thing that jumps out at you and you go, I could do that next week. There's other things that take some prep or planning or changes or whatever, more time. But I always look for that one thing. And if I can find that one thing that makes my life easier, better, or more productive, then the conference has paid for itself. So that's what I look for, is the one thing.
Intentionality, baby. I like
that. Because you know what? You write down 100 things when you go to these conferences, and what tends to happen is you'll do none of them. You'll go away and you'll be so overwhelmed with all of these things that you could do that you end up doing nothing. That's the human nature, is to do nothing when you have a pile of things. So if you break it down to the one thing, do the one thing, and then it's easier just to do the second thing. So it becomes so much easier when you break it down and do those things one at a time. And
starting to sound like Jordan Peterson over there. Just
I know. That's just from 61 years of experience and doing it wrong. So there's a lot of experience doing it wrong to do it right.
Now, paralysis by analysis is real. So I like
that.
Yeah,
it is.
On one key thing. That's brilliant.
One thing. Take that one thing away, do it, and then do the second thing. But Mark, thanks. We'll see you in a couple months. It is a couple months now. So we'll see you in a couple months. We're going to be actually on a cruise for Christmas for the first time, leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. So we'll be down there on Christmas Eve heading on a boat. We've never done a Christmas cruise before. So enjoy. I'm looking forward to that too. Thanks, Mark.
See you at PodFest, baby. Let's go.